from Marketplace. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The latest round of U.S. tariffs on imports from China went into effect overnight. They target $16 billion worth of Chinese goods. China immediately retaliated, slapping tariffs on U.S. goods. But this fight is far from over. U.S. businesses are focusing on the next batch of possible tariffs, covering $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The office of the U.S. Trade Representative is in the middle of 6 days of hearings on that next and largest round of tariffs so far. More than 300 people signed up to testify on how the tariffs would affect them. Cameras and recorders aren't allowed in the hearings, so we caught up with the CEO of iRobot, Colin Angle, just outside the hearing room. iRobot makes Roombas, you know, those robot vacuums. Angle testified on Tuesday against tariffs on vacuuming robots, asking that they be exempted.
This type of tariff would effectively be a 25% cost increase that would have to be passed to the consumers, which ultimately would slow down the growth of this industry and open the door for foreign competition.
Angle says with slower growth, he would have less to invest in research and development and wouldn't be able to hire as many new employees. Later in the day, Eric Astrakhan of the Tile Council of North America was one of the few witnesses testifying in favor of tariffs. How did that feel?
Lonely.
Astrakhan says the Chinese aren't playing fair, and he wants U.S. tariffs on ceramic tile from China.
Chinese tile companies have been consistently mislabeling tile products as porcelain. In many cases, they are not. We have many examples of intellectual property theft.
Astrakhan also says China has been dumping tiles in the U.S., that is, selling them at below cost. There are still two more days of hearings. Then the USTR will decide whether to levy this tax on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. The tariffs could be in place by mid to late September. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.